We've been hearing plenty lately about Russia's efforts to disrupt last year's U.S. presidential election. Hackers were able to penetrate one company in particular, a Florida firm that provides electronic poll books to dozens of communities that use them. How about in Wisconsin? What did officials notice here? We checked with Reed Magny of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. What did you notice? What did anyone in Wisconsin notice, if anything?
Really, there was nothing to see here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin doesn't have electronic poll books. All of our poll books are printed on paper. I mean, what happened in Florida is that the Russians somehow were able to steal identity or credentials for this voting company, and then they sent emails out to local election officials in Florida and some other states where the company does business, and were trying to get people to click on malicious links or open up Word documents that contain malicious software.
You had mentioned that Wisconsin does not have electronic poll books. It uses paper, but is Wisconsin moving toward electronic poll books? And if so, how do you prepare?
Well, we are moving toward electronic poll books. The commission is meeting on June 20th, and we'll get a presentation about electronic poll books. Do we want to build our own electronic poll book system, or do we want to essentially set standards and let vendors meet those standards and then sell their products to clerks in Wisconsin, kind of in the way we do with voting equipment now? But any system that gets approved will have to have very strong security.
All right. What types of protections are in place in Wisconsin to guard against an attack and or identify it if one is taking place?
So, you know, we have 1,853 municipal clerks and 72 county clerks who we partner with in running elections in Wisconsin. And we have a statewide voter registration system, which keeps the names and addresses of all the people who are registered to vote and information about the election, where the polling places are, who the poll workers are, who the candidates are, et cetera. You know, we have a very sophisticated system set up, and one that we just essentially rebuilt and relaunched last year. We've got excellent security associated with that. Now, the issue is, though, that if someone were to trick somebody who has access to that system into giving up their credentials, it's possible someone could get access to that system. Now, again, if you're somebody who is a clerk in a city, only has access to that city's records, not the whole state. And we have other safeguards in place that would, you know, identify if somebody was in the system doing something malicious. But again, we haven't heard or seen any evidence of anything like that. But, you know, in light of these Russian attempts to do something malicious, we're in the process of reminding clerks to be careful about these things. And then these systems, just so your listeners know, are not connected to the systems that actually tabulate the votes. You know, in Wisconsin, 85, almost 90% of the ballots are cast on paper, either optical scan paper ballots or hand-counted paper ballots. And there's about 10% cast on touchscreen voting machines. But even those also have a paper trail to them. These machines are not connected to the internet, and the system is very decentralized. There's no one place that holds the programming to all the machines. So there's no one place where the system is vulnerable.